Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It has been a year since the February 1st, 2021 military coup that violently halted Burma's path to inclusive democracy. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a written statement, tragically, in its continued violent quest to consolidate control, the regime has killed nearly 1,500 people, including women and children, and detained some 10,000 more, including civilian officials, civil society and labor activists, journalists, and foreign citizens. The United States has led international efforts to promote accountability for human rights violations and abuses the regime has inflicted on the people of Burma. The latest U.S. sanctions were announced on the one-year anniversary of the coup, in a coordinated action with partners the United Kingdom and Canada. The U.S. designated 7 individuals and 2 entities connected to Burma's military regime for sanctions. Tida U, the Union Attorney General, led the office that crafted politically motivated charges against State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi, President Win Myint, and other pro-democracy leaders. Also designated in response to the prosecution of Aung San Suu Kyi and pro-democracy leaders are Supreme Court Justice Thun Hyun U and Anti-Corruption Commission Chairman Tin U. In addition, the United States imposed sanctions on Thay Za, a prominent business supporter of the regime, his adult sons, Tu Tet Thay Za and Pai Piyo Tet Za, and on another regime business supporter, Jonathan Miao Chow Tong. Chow Tong's company, KT Services and Logistics Company Limited, and the Directorate of Procurement of the Commander-in-Chief of Defense Services were also designated. On January 26, the United States issued a business advisory warning individuals, companies, and financial institutions about the risks of doing business in Burma, and with the Burmese military regime in particular. In a written statement, U.S. Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, Brian Nelson, said, "The United States, along with allies in the United Kingdom and Canada, stands with the people of Burma as they seek freedom and democracy. We will continue to target those responsible for the coup and ongoing violence, enablers of the regime's brutal repression, and their financial supporters." In his January 31st statement, marking 1 year since the coup, President Biden said, "To the people of Burma, we have not forgotten your struggle, and we will continue to support your valiant determination to bring democracy and rule of law to your country."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.